Stop 5. Walking the Edge. You're now on Lytton Edge. The beautiful views across the village also take in the surrounding limestone plateau. Grey limestone, dry stone field walls dominate the scene. Notice the distinctive curving walls that divide the meadows and pastures into narrow, sinuous fields. The lines of these walls follow the routes taken by ox-drawn ploughs 1,000 years ago. The walls didn't exist back then, and this land was part of Lytton's common field. Commoners of the village had the right to plough strips, known as furlongs, in the open field to grow crops. But oxen don't have a very good turning circle, so farmers had to begin turning long before they reached the end of their furlong. This created a series of parallel strips running along the ground in a reversed S pattern. When the common field was enclosed in the Middle Ages, the walls fossilized this pattern. The large rectangular fields to your left date from the 18th and 19th centuries, when the last commons were enclosed. The straight walls follow surveyors' rulers as they divided the land on drawing boards in their offices for local landowners. If you look back the way you've come, you'll see the TV mast above the trees on the horizon. Tideslow Burial Mound is near the mast.
Follow the footpath downhill through the fields, heading towards the light-coloured house that seems to perch in front of the steep dale side. Turn left onto the road, taking care of traffic. Walk for about a quarter of a mile, then take the footpath on your right at the wooden finger post. Press pause until you reach the field just after the finger post.